Travel World. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. Sitting halfway between Santa Fe and Albuquerque, a marriage has taken place recently between corporate America and the native Indian Pueblo of New Mexico. Travel World's Melanie Raffis is with me today to talk about a very unique and very politically correct resort.
You're right, Stephen. It's actually a trend, I think, these politically correct resorts. But this new one, as you mentioned, is halfway between Santa Fe and Albuquerque, and it's called the Hyatt Regency Tamaya Resort and Spa. And what's interesting about it is it's actually owned by the native Indians of the Santa Ana Pueblo, which is where this hotel is situated, and it's managed by the folks at Hyatt. So it's kind of a marriage between, you know, as you said, corporate America and native Indian America, which is a very interesting, I think, trend we might be seeing in the travel business these days. The Indians have actually leased the land to the Hyatt folks for about 12 years, and they have a big say in everything that goes on there, from the foliage, which is all the native cottonwood. They actually asked them to rip out the stuff that is not native, which were like Russian olive trees and things like that. And the way it looks is very reminiscent of the Indian community of 1,000 years ago, with the guest houses looking like little sort of adobe houses as they were all those years ago. And all the furnishings are native Indian with blankets, and it's not unusual to actually see a tribal elder walking through the lobby with a big headdress on his head. So when you get to the Hyatt, you definitely know you're not in Kansas anymore. You've got the amenities of the Hyatt and all the interesting history of the Indians of that part of the United States.
And for reservations, call toll-free 1-800-55-HYATT on the internet at www.hyatt.com. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report, on the line right now with Bruce Northam, author of the brand new book Globetrotter Dogma, 100 Canons for Escaping the Rat Race and Exploring the World. There's many different items that Bruce talks about. One of his favorite one is to suggest people take a media sabbatical. Bruce, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I see travel like I see life. It's like a Disney movie, and there's always one evil character messing with the plot, but it's not reality. And to get out there and figure that out, to understand that in this world that good will outshine bad every time, you need to get off the TV and even off the email, which is really tough. Because we live in a planet where people take care of each other. And when I've done my walks across England or across Morocco or even across New York City, I never experience one thing that even resembles the things that I see on the evening news. You know, if you really believe the evening news, you'd think that the world was simply going to hell, but it's not. I mean, I know we had a major tragedy in the last year, but we need to get back out there and prove that good outshines bad every time. TV being turned off for 30 days is step one.
So that's the major point of taking a media sabbatical. Just turn off the TV, turn off the radio, and go out and explore the world. That's
right. I mean, radio and TV did a lot of great points, but the bulk of it, especially on the TV, is a distortion of reality.
Globetrotter Dogma. I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report. This has been a NASCOR marketing production.